Violent winds Tuesday clocked in at least 100 miles per hour in the Madison County town of Smithfield, midway between Syracuse and Utica, according to National Weather Service meteorologist Barbara Watson.
It's going to be at least an EF2, but it could go higher than that.
An EF2 tornado on the tornado measuring Fujita scale means it was a significant tornado. But Watson stressed at a news conference this morning that pending their ongoing survey of the damage, it could prove to have been even more powerful.
Lower end wind speeds, I think, are around 110 to 120, somewhere in there, and then it goes up from there, so we still have to make that determination.
The storm, which was part of a greater system that passed across the region Tuesday, knocked out power to 70,000 New York residents. As of about 11 this morning, 40,000 of them were still without electricity. Madison County Sheriff Alan Riley identified the four victims as a 35-year-old woman and her four-month-old daughter, a 70-year-old woman, and a 53-year-old man.
So as you can see, this tragic event affected all of us here in Madison County, not just the residents up there. My heart goes out to the family of the victims there.
Riley says a two-story home was blown off its foundation, carried aloft for hundreds of feet, before it landed on an unoccupied house. Governor Andrew Cuomo traveled to Madison County this morning to survey the damage.
The property damage we can repair, and anything the state can do to be in partnership with the county and the families that have been damaged, we'll work with them to rebuild, repair the property damage. Unfortunately, there is damage that has been done that no one can repair and no one can replace.
Severe thunderstorms packing strong winds swept through a number of eastern states on Tuesday, killing five people. This afternoon, National Weather Service meteorologists are also surveying heavy storm damage in Herkimer and Oneida counties. For WAMC News, I'm Jessica Blaustein Marshall.